các thương tổn của cuộc chiến tranh hóa học mà quân đội Hoa Kỳ.
For Dr. Fenty Phi-Phi, an expert witness to the lawsuit brought by the Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange, the truth is simple and clear. While the bullets have stopped flying for 30 years, the devastation continues. Agent Orange, one of the defoliant sprayed over 5.5 million acres or 12% of Vietnam, is responsible for the destruction of forests, the disappearance of wild animals and plants, and the loss of arable land. Replanting efforts by the government is limited by the budgetary constraints of this poor country. But the environmental damage is perhaps second to the post-war human tragedy faced by Vietnam. This herbicide, officially intended to deprive the Vietnamese insurgent of vegetal cover, contained high level of dioxin, an extremely toxic chemical. Dr. Pham spoke of the range of health problems the victims experience.
Nó gồm những tổn thương gì?
And so we have encountered miscarriages, stillbirth, monstrous birth, and congenital malformation. One of the things that we have encountered is mental retardation. The second problem that related to health was the increasing of the chance of having cancer. Three kinds of cancer that those who were exposed to the chemical in Vietnam were nasal, pharyngeal, carcinoma, and the second one is leukemia, and the third one is primitive liver cancer. Those are the main health problems. There are many other problems, and at least we have encountered the 13 major health problems related to the effect of the chemicals was recognized by the Academy of Medicine of the U.S. of America, and they have been compensated.
Indeed. In 1994, chemical manufacturers settled a lawsuit by Vietnam veterans for $180 million and the intervention of Admiral Zumwalt, who originally ordered the spraying of Agent Orange and whose son had died of multiple cancers, helped these veterans obtain medical and disability coverage. Despite this, the chemical companies are refusing to recognize the link between the spraying of dioxin and to provide compensation for the victims. Jonathan Moore is the lead attorney in the lawsuit, which may take years to come to a conclusion.
It has long been accepted in international law that you cannot use poison weapons as a weapon of war. And our case is based on that very simple premise that the government's use of poison, and to which the chemical companies actively cooperated in supplying those poisons, violated those well-established international law norms, which we can sue in the United States for remedies under the Alien Tort Statute. The very basic premise here has a simple truth to it, which is unescapable, that when a company, corporation, a defendant, a government violate international law, they should be held accountable. This is no different than what U.S. veterans asked back in the late 70s and early 80s, but there are millions of people in Vietnam to this day who suffer from their exposure to Agent Orange, succeeding generations of people who, because of their ancestors' exposure to Agent Orange, carry the poison in their body and continue to show defect when they give birth to children or have miscarriages or continue to have serious medical problems. This country has now paid billions of dollars to U.S. veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. And the same government, the same chemical companies, seek to prevent those who were the intended victims over 10 years of exposure to these poisons from getting any money, from getting any compensation, and from any kind of effort to clean up the environment. That's wrong. That violates any basic standard of fairness and equality. And that's why we should work very hard to make sure that this issue does not go away, that we finally someday can put this war to rest and say that we've given justice to the victims of this war. Thank you.
For WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.